Still buzzing after a great result at the Oval the other night, Juan?
No, it was a decent result. Good performance as well, but you know, you look forward straight to the next game. After, you know what I mean, you go away and assess it, and then you get up the next day and it's straight to Glenavon.
And a tough game, obviously, against Glenavon and at Ballymena Showgrounds tomorrow. They're on the back of about three or four really good results, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a very tough game. You know, obviously, we know them well from playing them 2 weeks ago, and you know, they're on a fantastic run. Gary's got them on, but as I say, it's another game that we'll go in full of confidence and, you know what we've got to do to win it. It's down to what the last four games this season. It's just, you know, maybe not performances, but it's about getting the right result.
We want to keep the momentum going from Tuesday night. It was real high tempo, there was urgency, it was a great limited performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, even in the first half, you know, I thought we played very well. You know, maybe we could have got a couple of goals, but I don't think the performance was poor, bar a wee 5 minute spell that the Glens had. But, you know, really come out in the second half and you know, took the game to them. And I think, you know, our fitness levels were very good, which I was pleased with. Some good individual performances, but a fantastic team performance as well. Even players that were called upon off the bench knew their roles and come on. And you know, in a big two derby, and as I say, emotions get high, but, you know, we just focus on this club and, you know, what we've got to do. And I thought the boys done it very well.
You made a few big calls, bringing Peter Thompson and Evan Sproul back from injury. I think, as you say, everybody made their contribution on the night, didn't they?
Yeah, they did make big calls, you know, and obviously Sproul hasn't played a reserve game, which was incredible. Pete's, you know, played a couple. But, you know, listen, they're two very experienced players. You know, they know their roles. You know, and as I said, it was a tough one. I said before, you know, with Jimmy getting left out from the Glenavon game, because I thought he'd done very well. But you know, at the end of the day, that's football. But you know, I was just pleased. I thought everyone from one the whole way up, the 18 years are in the squad and staff, you know, went about their jobs right. You know, went down there full of confidence together. And certainly, you know, there's a good change room. There was good spirit after the game, and you know, that's what you want. And the boys relaxing in there, but obviously a wee bit of time together. And you know, that's what pleased me as well. You could see a little bit of togetherness in that changing room.
Keeps it interesting, doesn't it? The Crusaders' surprise result and our win, you know, it possibly reignites a possible outside chance of a title hope.
No, it's, I said this before, but it's a big ask. You know, it's out of our hands. You know, all the pressure's on Crusaders. You know, we've just got to go and play football, enjoy it and see where it takes us. And, you know, that's what we'll be doing. You know, they're in a fantastic position. And, you know, they have a big game Saturday like ourselves. But, you know, all we can worry about is Linfield Football Club.
You're happy at the Ballymena arrangements for tomorrow, okay? I know it's unfortunate we're not here at Windsor, but...
Yeah, listen, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's not ideal, but it's something we've just got to get on with. You know, we can't lie down to anything, but, you know, as I say, it's just what we're Linfield Football Club, and, you know, whatever comes in front of us, we'll get on with it. There's a good bunch of boys there, and I just want to go and play football.
And the task for tomorrow is to keep Kevin Braniff and others quiet, isn't it?
Oh, look, we don't single out anyone. You know, we worry about... Oh, my phone. We worry about what we can, you know, what we can do ourselves and what our weakness or what our strengths are and what their weaknesses are. But, you know, they've got a fantastic players throughout the squad. And at the end of the day, you know, all we can do is, you know, look at their dangers but also focus on us.
It's a big weekend for the club. The Swifts are in action tomorrow and they're chasing a title, so we wish them all the best, don't we?
Yeah, the Swifts are in action. You know, they're up there, you know, coming to the nitty-gritty part of the season. Also, you know, with the kids, the Youth Cup final tonight, you know what I mean? Obviously, it could be a fantastic weekend for Linfield Football Club.
And hopefully yourself may get down to cheer them on to win and hopefully some cup tonight.
Yeah, I'll be down. You know, hopefully they'll get a bit of silverware and I wish them all the best.
It'll be a boost for the club if we can see trophies coming in, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we do. Obviously, you want them in the first team. but, you know, as I say, anyone representing Linfield, you know, you want to see trophies and hopefully they'll get one tonight.
So you just want a good crowd to turn out at Ballymena tomorrow. I know it's a bit of an inconvenience going up there, but a good crowd turned out the way we had on Tuesday night.
Yeah, the crowd were fantastic. Said that, you know, I think the Billy Kennedy, you know, the acting chairman at the moment, says, you know, let's get behind him at the end of the season. That's what we're certainly going to need.
All the very best for tomorrow, Warren, and let's win a few games and hopefully secure that European spot.
Thank you.